Yeah, it was different, actually. Interesting, the different same idea, but different, like, maybe the messenger needed a bad weather. I mean, we had bad weather in Vancouver. You know, it was raining all the time. And we used the rain, actually. We used, actually, that whole depressing idea of a darkness outside and blue outside and warm inside. We used, actually, what was there, and it was easy to get it because it was there. It was not one, well, maybe had, of course, these sunny days at movies. And most of them were dark and moody and all that. And that was helping the whole look of the movie. And we had to push the film because there was not enough exposure that added grain to the film and that dreary feeling and not perfect, you know, and everything was, you know, like almost like an amateur movie, you know, and that added to the whole idea of how those people lived in those days. And then, you know, Heaven's Gate is a little bit different. It was a little bit more, and it was in one kind of work, you know, the landscape was very important in Heaven's Gate because we are in Montana, and no matter where you look, where you put the camera, it's gorgeous. And you know that the Western needs that kind of a treatment. In that case, it was great to be able to do that in almost all the time sunny days. And then to make it murky and things like that, actually, we used the dust. You know, we put the laid down dust on the road, so it's coach was going through there, you know, it was picking up the dust and it was that atmosphere, you know, which very hard to create. Sometimes you do it with smoke, sometimes, you know, the fog is there. But that added for Heaven's Gate, definitely to create a different kind of a Western look than became a Mrs. Miller.